Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Did the Pentagon and the DARPA program just blow the whistle on a Dr. Fauci secret plan to release COVID-19? This is really, really, really unbelievable stuff, to the point where if it's true, and it's, I don't know, folks. Folks, I'm a talk show host. I'm not an investigative reporter. So as a talk show host, I give you my opinion on things, and I also bring you information, and you can make up your mind. This is a huge story if it turns out that even more stuff will come out later, although it will be completely blacked out by almost all media, because if this is the case, no one is going to cover it except for very, very few. Alex Jones being the one who may be breaking this story open. Not that he's getting it from other news sources. So I don't care what your feeling is on Alex Jones. Alex Jones has been right on so many things. And if somebody ever points, well, I think he was wrong on what, I don't care. Usually when Alex Jones reports on something, he's usually actually correct almost every time. So regardless, but I can't say he's always 100% correct. He does his thing. Here's the thing. I don't care who reports something. I just care whether I think it's credible or not enough for me to bring to you. And that's what I have to view this. Is this credible enough? It is. It's credible enough. And you're going to see Alex Jones thinks this is maybe the biggest story he has ever covered, ever. That's how big he thinks this is. I'm going to give you what he had to say, and then I'm going to give you, you know, some of the reports he shows that also where he's getting it from as well. But just watch how Alex Jones reports on this. And look, I'm bringing it to you. I have not been able to confirm whether this is 100% true or not, but there's enough evidence here that Alex Jones presents that there's enough backing up that what his theory is of what's going on here is not even really a theory. What the reports are saying could very likely be the case. I have a different take that I will give you as to what I think happened after you see what I'm talking about. Watch or take a listen.
This is bigger than dropping atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. This is bigger than the Cold War. This is bigger than World War II. This is the biggest thing in modern world history. And you can argue if they succeed, it is the biggest thing in history, other than Jesus Christ. When I saw this yesterday, I was going to bed early. I was tired. I'd only gotten 5 hours sleep getting back from D.C., waking up, you know, going to bed at 1 a.m, getting up at 6 a.m. And I was energized, like electricity shot into me. The London Telegraph. And I didn't just believe the Telegraph. I already knew all the backstory, but that DARPA released documents. DARPA released documents that Fauci and Peter Daszak approached them 3 years ago and said, we want to release a chimeric coronavirus that's described as COVID-19. Purposely on to the people in China. Whoa. And that's why when they started to get caught 6 months ago, they shipped it from saying, oh, it wasn't a lab leak. It happened in a grocery market, a wet market, a live animal market, to, oh, no, it was the Chinese government. It was an accident. Because they were doing it to set China up, I'm sure now. And I don't like the Chi-Coms and can't stand them. But now it's all clear. I've got the whole story, how Obama created it, how they had it at Chapel Hill. The scientists got upset. Even the Pentagon said, don't do this. They shipped it to China. They developed it there further. And then they brought grants to DARPA saying, we want to create nanotech that delivers viruses through spike proteins that will go through human skin so we can spray it on people. And they're talking about a bioweapon. And DARPA said, this will endanger the humans of Earth. We will not do this. Do you understand this? And what did General Flynn say? Well, he hadn't said it publicly, but he said it to quite a few folks, and I agree with his sources, and I've checked. He said a month ago, this is a synthetic nanovirus, and I want him on the show, or I want him out there who told him that, because that's what this is, a synthetic nanovirus that goes through the damn skin, and that's what Flynn told medical doctors that have told me, including one of my treating physicians, who's very high level. I'll leave it at that. And I'm not blowing sources here. This is all known. I was told this by other Pentagon sources. High level people in the CIA say, no, we know it's really a global consortium. It's a synthetic nanovirus. And now the Pentagon and DARPA release the smoking gun on Fauci's ass that he had Daszak come to them and say, we want to create this and secretly release it in China. And they said, are you crazy? The Chinese will nuke us, you maniacs. Remember, the whole world's the target of this. So no wonder they're covering up, and no wonder, because it's Obama. Holy hell.
All right, I got to stop it there. Now, this is huge. What it seems to me is that they wanted to do this and probably release it on the Chinese people because... folks, this all comes to the globalist agenda. Well, there could be multiple agendas. You know what? I shouldn't even go into what the reasons are. It doesn't even matter. If you're having reports that Fauci, who is like, I've always said he seems like he's some sort of mad scientist that came out of Nazi Germany, is the way he comes across. And he's a blatant liar. And I actually have some audio of him lying. Again, straight face, flat out lies. It seems like every time he speaks, he's a liar and flat out lies. And the media loves him. And they think he's the greatest thing in the world. So what I think is going on is maybe they wanted to release it on the Chinese people. But that was too risky. And then when Trump was running for re-election, I think they sped things up even more so and got the Chinese on board, because China did not want Trump elected, right? And China doesn't care about their own citizens anyways. So, and they were already funding the stuff in the Wuhan lab. So I think whatever the DARPA plan is, doesn't seem like they carried it out to me. It seems like they switched the plan because DARPA and the Pentagon were like, we're not doing that. What are you talking about? That's not something we're going to do. So then Fauci just did his connections. He got the Chinese to go along. And how could you get the Chinese to go along with it? Simply by saying, look, the globalist agenda will be pushed and we can get Trump out. Trump is going to squash China and make America so much more dominant than China if he's in for another 4 years. So it's in your best interest, China, to do this. And like I've said, the Communist Party of China doesn't care about its own people. They don't care if they release it and it begins in China. They could be part of that and just release it from the Wuhan lab. What this is exposing is you can't even say this is an accidental release if all of this is true. Now, you may be like, well, how do we know? Look, Alex Jones is reporting on it, but he's not the one who originally did reports on this, and he'll show you. I want you to see that. Watch.
They're just hoping this all goes away. They're hoping to God you don't look this up. Overhead shot, please. This is the InfoWars.com headline. Bombshell. Docs reveal Wuhan lab planned release of genetically enhanced coronaviruses that specifically are the four viruses with the added spike protein added. Now, that's our show. Look at this. This is from Zero Hedge, from the documents. Wuhan scientists plan to release chimeric COVID spike proteins into bat populations using skin-penetrating nanoparticles, which would also penetrate humans, the Pentagon said. Here's London Telegraph. Wuhan scientists plan to release coronavirus particles into bats in caves, who would then spread to the general population, because these viruses are in all the major animals. They're in lizards. They're in mammals. They're in reptiles and everything. Leaked papers reveal. I mean, I can hardly breathe right now. I'm actually having an anxiety attack. I don't want any of this to be true. It's all true. Wuhan scientists plan to release coronavirus particles into cave bats. Leaked papers reveal. Here's another one. Wuhan scientists plan to release enhanced coronaviruses into bat caves before COVID outbreak. Daily Mail. Here's another one. Wuhan leak. Lab scientists plan to release souped up coronaviruses into bat caves before COVID outbreak. The Pentagon said no with DARPA because it'll, quote, infect humans. I'm going to read you all of this next segment, but call everyone you know now. Go to freeworldnews.tv. That's the link they're not censoring right now. freeworldnews.tv. Take the live show feed out off the Alex Jones page, or go to Infowars.com and just take that link that's right there in the live show feed and share it and say, my God, it's breaking that Fauci's directed program wanted to release a coronavirus exactly like COVID-19, and the Pentagon and DARPA said, no, it'll kill people, and they ended up doing it. This is unbelievable. This proves everything Rand Paul said and more. And how many times did I tell you the timing of the release, all of it was done on purpose?
Yeah, that's what this seems to reveal, folks. It seems, look, I can't say 100%, but this is massive stuff. It's so big that I would expect that you won't see this anywhere but on InfoWars and the few reports that it happened, unless somehow it breaks more. I mean, look, I reach not nearly the amount of people as Alex Jones reaches, but I do reach influential people at times, and I never know who's going to see my video at times. It doesn't have to be huge numbers. It just has to be the right person to look at this and the right investigative reporter to dig into this and to go even deeper. And it needs to be dug into. This is horrific. It really is. And it shows just why they're so adamant about the vaccine stuff now, doesn't it? Because if this was all planned as a release, then eventually the vaccine thing would be part of the plan as well. And now you're getting into biological warfare, but not necessarily biological warfare of just against one little group of people, but against the entire world. But there's more of an agenda, because if the vaccines are part of it, if they are, then they can be targeted biological warfare, meaning you can give placebo vaccines in certain areas and give massive doses of the vaccine in other areas to bring people's immune systems down, or create the immune enhancement syndrome, which we know in every animal test for vaccines for SARS-1, that happened. And that's what the signs of what we see is happening with these vaccines. That's why you see so many reports of the variants infecting all these people who are vaccinated, and they're getting it super strong and worse than people who aren't vaccinated. Why would that be? Because the vaccine is actually causing that. But that just means that these are just phases. They seem to have gotten desperate because they've gotten a lot of people to take the vaccine. But do you know who the Democrats are really upset with? The Trump supporters and the Christian conservatives. Because in America, the Trump supporters and the Christian conservatives are the ones who are the most likely not to get the vaccine compared to other groups. Well, it depends. I mean, then you could look at groups by race and things like that. And I believe the black population of America is very negative on the vaccines as well. But they know that Christian conservatives, especially Christian conservative Trump supporters, are ones that are really hesitant to believe any of this crap or to take the vaccine, even though Trump himself has told them, because we're not blind followers. Anyways, now think about this. If the Democrats didn't have a nefarious agenda, well, the globalists, I shouldn't just say Democrats, if there wasn't a nefarious agenda behind the vaccine, why wouldn't these Democrats, who think that Trump supporters are the scum of the earth, racist, awful people, and the world would be better off without Trump supporters. They believe that. They do. So why wouldn't they be like, good, we hope no Trump supporters ever get the vaccine? How come that's not their attitude? Because they could say, it's their choice. Let them make the choice. They're stupid. They're going to die of COVID-19. And let them have their freedom to make their choice. We're all going to be safe with our vaccines. And the people who don't get the vaccine are mostly the Trump supporters. And that'll make America better then. Why don't they have that attitude? They have the exact opposite attitude. They are flipping out that their people are getting the vaccine. Well, they knew that their people follow no matter what. They just are blind slaves to the Democrat Party for a lot of them. They say it, boom. The liberal media says it, boom. They do it. but they're flipping out and having the exact opposite reaction, like, oh no, the Trump supporters aren't getting the vaccine. This won't work the way we want. We've got to, how do we do it? We got to get their jobs to threaten them. We've got to say that they're going to get fired. We got to threaten them in the military. We've got to get the Trump supporters to get this vaccine. That's the number one goal, because they care about us so much, right? That's why it's their number one goal. They care about you Trump conservatives out there, you Christian conservatives. They love you so much. They've got to save your life with this vaccine. If they really believed that the vaccine was really good for people and those who choose not to get it are dumb and will suffer massive consequences and it's mostly Trump supporters, they'd sit back and laugh and say, don't get it. It's your choice. Freedom, baby. Freedom to do it or not do it. You're a fool for not getting it. That would be their attitude. Am I right or am I wrong? The very fact that the people who hate you the most, think about this. This sums it up. I love summing things up. Think about this. The people who hate you the most are the ones who want you to get the vaccine the most. Does that make sense to you? The people who hate you the most are the biggest advocate to make you get this vaccine. Does that not tell you all you need to know? Now I got to give you some of the lying Dr. Fauci. Blatant lie saying that kids are in danger. This is from Laura Ingraham's show on Fox News. She plays a cut of Fauci. Here we go.
Even though relatively speaking, compared to an adult, they do not get as seriously ill, we have lost more children from SARS-CoV-2 than we ever lose for influenza.
Okay, more lies from Anthony Fauci, but what should we expect at this point? But what are the facts? In total, the CDC estimates more than 900 kids aged 0 to 17 died during the last two flu seasons, an even smaller time frame than this pandemic. By comparison, 555 children have died with COVID throughout the entire pandemic. Horrible, of course, but Fauci is wrong.
Hold on, and remember, the flu lights up as COVID-19. So if you go into the hospital and you have the flu and they give you a PCR test, it will say you have COVID-19 even though you have the flu. So the COVID-19 numbers, none of them are real. We don't know how many people have actually died, but it's worse than that. Out of that, how many of those kids had pre-existing conditions, including they were dying of cancer and other things that go into this? And they talk about that.
5 to 11, the group Pfizer wants an emergency use authorization for, have had a total of 112 COVID deaths since the pandemic started. There are over 28 million children in this age group. As Phil Kirpin points out, if you reasonably estimate 50% of those kids have been infected, which is well within the CDC estimates, 112 deaths out of 14 million would be one in 125,000. Phil Kirpin's here, president of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Phil, why is the left getting this wrong? Why?
Well, they seem unwilling to state the simple, and by now I think should be obvious fact, that this virus is a typical respiratory virus for children. That doesn't mean that it can't kill children. All respiratory viruses do kill children sometimes, but by and large, it's a very, very rare event. And this is not out of the ordinary for children. It's an out of the ordinary risk for old people, obviously, extremely deadly, but for children, it's comparable to flu and RSV and all the other viruses that we've always been comfortable with children being exposed to.
And Phil, as heartbreaking as all of this is, especially for parents with kids suffering, we never hear about the comorbidities that sadly kids suffer from as well, that make it more likely that they would be seriously ill, even at this relatively small number.
Right, even the numbers that we see from the CDC are almost certainly overstated. The CDC's own analysis of death certificates found that in the pediatric age group, at least 35% of the deaths had a cause of death that could not plausibly be related to COVID, things like homicides or accidents or things that just couldn't possibly be related to it. And there have been a few analyses done of the other ones, of the other deaths that could be related, and they found that they almost in every case had other very serious pre-existing conditions, cancers, other very serious conditions. And so the number of truly healthy children who've died as a result of COVID is really microscopic. We don't have a great handle on it, but it's very, very small. One study Marty McCary did with his research team at Johns Hopkins, I think they identified one healthy child that had died with COVID. So it's probably more than that. They probably didn't find every single one, but it's a very small
number. But Dr. Fauci is, these push for mandates is just literally insane and nefarious. Phil, thank you.
He's a liar, Dr. Fauci. One? They found one child that's healthy. One. And I'll even say this. You can't even say for sure because the PCR tests that say you have COVID-19 light up for any coronavirus. Any. No matter what coronavirus, it will light up as positive. And then they'll say you have COVID-19. So you don't even know if that child even died of it. What's the point? Why is that such a huge point? Besides Dr. Fauci being evil and a giant liar and trying to scaremonger children and parents to inject their kids. What it shows you is that the original release of COVID-19 is actually not very deadly. They had to fake all of the deaths as much as they possibly could by making a PCR test light up so that when people died of the flu, they could count that as COVID-19. They paid hospitals to count deaths, paid them to count deaths, and they got extra money if they labeled the death as COVID-19. They inflated all the numbers to drive panic so that they could get a vaccine to be forced on you. So what is the true takeaway from all of this entire show? COVID-19 is not something to be scared of or to fear, or is even technically dangerous. It just hits you like most colds or even maybe a flu, but usually it's more like a cold. That's what COVID-19 does. The vaccine, on the other hand, you have no idea what it's going to do to you. All the horrific side effects have already happened. And if it does set you up for when they release something else, now you're in big trouble because the vaccine may be the massive weapon. And the fact that they are so upset that people that are conservative Christians and Trump supporters aren't getting the vaccine shows you they have intent to get you. And they got to get you to get that vaccine, because without the weapon of the vaccine, and that's right, I said weapon of the vaccine, then their whole COVID-19 scam really affects more of their supporters than anybody else. And they can't take it because it's backfired on them. They can't believe, they can't get you to do it. They're okay with their own people doing it because it's about depopulation of the entire earth too. Because these are people who believe in population control, but they don't want to depopulate just the people who blindly follow them, and the people who don't blindly follow them, they can't depopulate. They don't want that. Do you get it? That's why they're upset. It's unbelievable. Because it's right in front of our faces. And look, you don't have to believe me. You can use common sense, and I hope you do. The biggest common sense you will hear is this: Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through him. Repent from your sins. That's key. Just knowing that is not enough. You got to repent from your sins and turn. I hope you do that today. I love you guys. That's why I told you. The New American. Go to The New American for all the best conservative news that you can possibly find. You will love The New American. Check it out. See ya! If you like what you're hearing on my show, consider watching The Daniel Natal Show, which is presented by The New American at thenewamerican.com. Daniel Natal will go into all sorts of stuff at a very intellectual, high intellectual level, and I love how he does things. You should check it out. So think of it as the intelligence agency bureau for people to go to. It's really unique, really cool, and very intellectual. If you're into that, you will love it. So check out The Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com.